What's going on, everybody, and welcome to this breaking news edition of the Main Event Talk podcast. I am the Main Event Player, the Super C Kid himself, the God Among Gods, the King Among Kings, the coolest son of a motherfucking bitch walking God's green earth. And ladies and gentlemen, we do have an episode that is, as a matter of fact, it's there's an episode that's supposed to be released later on. Well, as a matter of fact, it's going to be released tomorrow. The episode's going to be entitled I Figured It Out, and you'll know the context of that episode tomorrow and everything else like that. But we got some breaking news here. You know, I've managed to figure out everything that's been happening, and we've been wondering about this story for quite a while now, and ever since what happened on Saturday night. Now, just to clarify a couple of things, and I want to go ahead and get this out of the way. And it is, once again, another release has taken place. But the release is at the hands of, well, obviously it's WWE doing the releasing. But what superstar did they release? Believe it or not, the superstar that was released was none other than former WWE champion, former world heavyweight champion, former tag team champion, intercontinental champion, United States champion, the whole nine yards. Jeff Hardy was released from the WWE. And there's a lot of people right now that are probably not surprised, but at the same time are also in shock that this took place. So let me go ahead and read you to this. I read this on, I got some information on it right here from sportsillustrated.com. And this was the link that I was sent over here. So follow along with me if you can. After being sent home from a house show tour last weekend, Jeff Hardy is no longer with the WWE. Fightful reported Thursday that Hardy had been released by the company. Fightful's Sean Ross Sapps wrote that he has heard WWE offered Hardy help and rehab, but the offer wasn't accepted. Hardy has dealt with substance abuse issues throughout his career. Hardy wrestled at WWE's house show in Edinburgh, Texas, on Saturday, teaming with Drew McIntyre and Xavier Woods against Roman Reigns and the Usos. After tagging out during the match, Hardy left through the crowd. The video on the episode spread wildly on social media after the match. As a matter of fact, this is the video that I saw. Jeff Hardy was sent home and everything else like that. So that was what took place here. Let me continue on here. Hardy was sent home from the tour and didn't wrestle the WWE's event in Corpus Christi the next night. He was replaced by Rey Mysterio at the show. Hardy joined the SmackDown roster in October, WWE's draft, and had most recently been feuding with Baron Corbin and Riddick Moss. Hardy, 44, is a former WWE World Champion, Intercontinental Champion, United States Champion, and Tag Team Champion. His recent run in the WWE was the third stint, slit with the company. Hardy and his brother Matt returned to the WWE at WrestleMania 33 in 2017. Matt Hardy departed WWE for AEW when his contract expired in 2020. During a Twitch stream Monday, Matt Hardy said he spoke to Jeff a little bit, and Jeff was at home and is doing okay. This is the comments that Matt Hardy had said. "I didn't speak to Jeff a little bit today," Matt said. "He's okay. He's good. I think he'll be fine. But once again, this isn't my business. If he wants to go into to it in more details, then he'll do it himself. But Jeff is okay. He's at home and he's okay. So it's not my business. It is not my story to tell or explain. Besides that, I wouldn't be able to do it justice anyway, because not from my perspective. I love my brother and I just want my brother to be okay and healthy. So that was the comments from Jeff Hardy and everything else like that. So, yeah. We have been anticipating to find out exactly what's going to take place with Jeff Hardy. We know that Jeff Hardy has been used very, very poorly and everything else like that. It's just been absolutely crazy in the past few days and everything. Actually, the past few months, as a matter of fact. I mean, Hardy has not really been doing anything. I mean, let's review back here. Hardy was injured, had came back, was rehabilitating. Then he had came back and was starting a little bit of a feud with Karrion Kross, right? And then that didn't turn out so well, and all of a sudden Karrion Kross was released from the company. Jeff Hardy was on Raw, then he was on SmackDown, had a little feud going, and then all of a sudden this incident happened over at Edinburgh, Texas. So we were wondering when Hardy was going to be released, because that's been the big topic of everyone's discussion. Is Jeff Hardy going to be released from the company? Is he going to head to AEW? But here's the question. Here's something that a lot of people want to know about at this time. Now, we know about Jeff Hardy's past drug-related issues. He's even mentioned it on the Stone Cold Steve Austin's Broken Skull Sessions. If you've not had a chance to listen to it, get an opportunity to watch on it on Peacock. It's some interesting stuff. But yeah, they were doing... Stone Cold Steve Austin was talking with Jeff Hardy, and Jeff Hardy had been through a lot of rehabilitation and stuff. And the thing that I found so funny, and reading through that post that I saw on Sports Illustrated, so WWE had offered Hardy to get rehabilitated as soon as possible, right? And Jeff Hardy didn't accept it. Did not accept the offer. So now that's kind of a real bad situation right there, because here's the thing. If the WWE or any other company is going to go ahead and give you some sort of rehabilitation, and if it's being offered by the company and they're willing to pay for it to help you out in every way possible, you need to take advantage of this. You need to take advantage of this. Now, I'm not sure exactly what Jeff Hardy's problem is. Okay, and look, let's throw off all the BS over here about the fact that we all understand that WWE might get sold by this Nick Khan guy, and also, and we all know the story, and I may get into detail about it sometime in the next couple of days, that Vince McMahon has chosen Nick Khan to be the one to take over operations if Vince McMahon happens to depart or pass away. We all know about that story, but Jeff Hardy, one half of the greatest tag team of all time in the Hardy Boys, who has been through, I mean, and I've seen Hardy's career. I followed Hardy's career when he first started in the WWF a long time ago with him and his brother. They were a part of the Attitude Era. They were a part of Team Extreme. Hardy did extremely well as a singles competitor. Then he went over to TNA and then had some problems after that. I mean, even the whole situation that happened with Jeff Hardy and Sting. At the time when Jeff Hardy had a one-on-one match with Sting at Victory Road in 2000, I believe it was 2010, and then all of a sudden Hardy could not perform, and Eric Bischoff basically came in the ring and stopped the match and let Sting win, and Hardy was sent home. And then of course we know about his rehabilitation and everything. So Hardy, we know Hardy has been through a lot. He's been through a lot in his career. We have seen a resurgence of Jeff Hardy, but all of us have come to the same conclusion. All of us had come to the same conclusion. The same conclusion is Hardy okay? I mean, has drugs and alcohol played a major role in his career? You know? Now, if you've also followed along with Jeff Hardy, you know that I think it was, what, about a year ago, right? When Jeff Hardy was, I believe he had a match with Sheamus, right? He had a match with Sheamus, and then all of a sudden there was this the story where they talked about Jeff Hardy's drug problem, which I thought was ridiculous to talk about. We didn't have to get too personal with Hardy on that situation. It's real stupid. It's real ridiculous. Now, the thing is, I mean, there have been several stories about wrestlers that have not only have become, you know, mega stars in their company, but they've also, you know, they end up with millions of dollars, you know, and everything, and then all of a sudden they spend money on drugs, they spend money on cocaine, they spend money on whatever they get their hands on, and that's the lifestyle that they leave, unfortunately. Now, I know some people are going to say, well, we don't leave that lifestyle now. Listen, I'm not saying you should, but the thing is, it does exist. Drugs do exist. I have several friends that have tried to stay away from drugs no matter what, but it has always been a constant. It's always been tough for them to, you know, be involved with people that are around drugs. Like, see, for me, I've drank before, and, you know, I've never done drugs. I've never done cocaine. I've smoked weed one time. That was a long time ago. I'm not saying I smoked it every day, okay? But I've only smoked it that one time. And I know some people are like, God damn it! It would have been great to see Furman high. And Adam was there when the whole thing happened. But I'm not going to get into detail about that. That's a long story. That's a discussion for another time. But the point is, Jeff Hardy was offered a chance to get rehabilitated, okay? He was offered a chance to get rehabilitated by the WWE, and he turned it down. Now, why? And now, hopefully we find out the other side from Jeff Hardy as soon as possible, because this is some interesting news here. Now, let me look into another thing here. I wonder if I can... No, I can't play this right now. Okay. This is another one from the New York Post. Let's see, and this was about an hour ago when this was brought out. Jeff Hardy's wife, Beth, has reached to the news that WWE has released Jeff Hardy. Jeff is good. She tweeted, "We are good." Post that you heard. Thanks. She added a peace emoji. Jeff Hardy. Jeff retweeted his wife's tweet. So, the Post reported that Hardy was released after the company offered to send him to rehab and decline. His wife's, appraises use of the word heard is apparent reference to a report from Fightful, which conveyed the same information but used a specific wording. Hardy was Hardy, who had previously documented battles with addiction, was sent home from WWE's tour after he left the main event of the match early and walked out through the crowd at a untelevised show in Texas this past week. Okay, this is the tweet that I see from Beth, and I think I follow her on Twitter as well. This was released today at around 10:46 a.m. The tweet says, "Jeff is good. We are good. Post that you heard that. Thank you." So that's pretty interesting to know about. So we've been getting a lot of people. It says here, a number of Hardy's colleagues in wrestling business have posted their support. And most of them, and here's the thing. Damian Priest says, you know, the tweet right here says, "I think of the world of Jeff Hardy, nothing but positive thoughts and will wish well wishes to this good good a kind soul." Several of these tweets over here are talking about this, but you know, I don't have anything bad to say about Hardy. I mean, I wish him nothing but the best and everything else like that. But here's the thing that we need to address here. Did Jeff Hardy decide to finally get his release from the WWE because he wanted to get released? Or the fact that he was going to get released because of the fact that he was offered to go to rehab? There's two points of the question here. Did Hardy decide when he... Because they mentioned... I saw the footage, right? I saw the footage on YouTube where Hardy, from what they said, was looking sluggish, and he looked pretty sluggish in the ring. And then as soon as he got the hot tag, Hardy was in the corner for like maybe a few seconds. He got up, he went right over to where the audience was, and then took off. And security was following him right there. And everyone was wondering what the hell happened to Hardy. So here's the thing. If Hardy was released from the company because of the actions and because they offered him rehab, no offense to Hardy, this is just me talking, I think Hardy was stupid. I'm sorry, I think Hardy was stupid. Now, and let me explain why. I say he's stupid for not accepting WWE's offer to help him rehabilitate it, because he does need the help. Now, that's just the positive side on my part. The other side that you have to look at also, is, did Hardy choose to do that and then wait for the moment when they know he's going to release him? They're going to release him because he knows about what's been happening in WWE. He knows about all the releases that have been happening. What if this was a setup? What if this was a setup? What if Hardy chose to let the WWE release him? And keep in mind, Hardy has not said a word. He hasn't said anything about what transpired, what took place, what really happened, and everything. This could all be just a setup for him to be released from the company so that way he can finally be reunited with his brother at AEW, and that could possibly happen. This could all be a setup. This could all be a setup to where WWE, I mean, here's the thing. WWE lately has been releasing everybody, you know, from every single wrestler that was about to start, every other superstar that was just about to start their role in SmackDown or Raw, or some that have not even gone into the ring yet, but yet they decide to go ahead and release them because the WWE can. So if Hardy chose to go ahead and skip out of town, or skip, or just leave and everything, or was sent home, and the WWE chooses to release him, and Jeff Hardy knows that, then he's okay. He's okay. He's not, I don't think he's heartbroken, because I think he knows what he did. He knows what he did, but it hasn't been answered yet. It has not been answered yet. And until we find out what it is that he did, we'll know from Jeff Hardy as soon as we can. So, to say this one more time, did Jeff Hardy decide to accept the release because he wouldn't take the rehabilitation offer from WWE because he declined it? And was this WWE's way of saying, okay, we're going to release you since you wouldn't allow us to help you, you know, we're going to go ahead and release you from the company? Was this Hardy, you know, declining? Because look, listen, if someone's going to offer you something like this and you have a problem, and if there are family members and friends and others in that particular nature that are telling you that, hey, you have a problem and you need to fix it, okay? You come out here on the road and you're performing very, very badly in the ring. You're coming off all sluggish and everything. You look like you've been on something. You need to take this shit, all right? You can't be going out there every single time and performing and looking like you've just been on something. You can't do that. Or, like I said, this could be a plan. This could be a plan. And also, and this is something that just popped in my head right now, Jeff Hardy has taken many risks in his career. Many risks in his career. Not just in the WWE, but in TNA as well, and Impact Wrestling, and Ring of Honor. And, you know, Jeff has done a lot to his body. He's done a lot to his body. Hell, he's even done some motocrossing. And, hell, I remember he broke his leg one time when he was motocrossing, I think, a while back. It's insane. It is completely insane what has happened with Jeff Hardy. So, to close this out, and I'm going to go ahead and close this episode out because we're just talking about what happened to Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy being released from the company. If Jeff Hardy, like I said before, if Jeff Hardy realized what he did wrong, then he should have accepted the rehabilitation. But I guess he figures, okay, if they're going to release him and if he's not going to be given any sort of creativity in WWE, why not go ahead and release him? Why not go ahead and just go with it? I mean, it may not be anything to do with drugs. I think Jeff Hardy wanted to be released and this was the way to go. You know, WWE was going to release him anyway and this was the perfect moment and Jeff Hardy took it. This was a setup. This was a setup all along. Or did Jeff Hardy realize that he wasn't going to go to rehab? He wasn't going to take care of his problems. He wasn't going to, you know, I guess he wasn't going to hide anything. And you also have to, and once again, and this is something I also remembered. If you took a look at the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast, if you look at the Broken Skull Sessions, Hardy did admit on the Broken Skull Sessions that he didn't take rehab. He didn't. He declined it. I may have to look into it one more time just to get it right. I think WWE, he said that WWE did offer rehab to Hardy, and I think he declined it. I think he declined it. So this is not the first time. So, this should be extremely interesting here to see what's happening with Hardy. I got a text message from Homestar here on my phone. I'll respond back to him when I can. But anyways, we're going to see what happens. But, you know, I don't wish anything bad upon Jeff Hardy. I mean, I'm hoping that he's okay. And then I'm hoping that hopefully the story will be revealed one day. And hopefully we'll finally get a chance to know what Hardy will say. Now, he won't say it. He won't say it in the WWE platform because we know that Hardy will not take the time to mention it. He'll either mention it on YouTube or mention it on Twitter or mention it on Instagram, however he wants to. But one thing's for certain, here's the thing. If this is the last time for Jeff Hardy, and if this is the farewell, and I hate to see Hardy's farewell to be like this. Look, as a fan of Jeff Hardy, I love him. I dig what he does. He's won world titles. He was the ultimate risk taker. He has taken so many chances in his career. He has damaged his body for not just himself, but for the love of professional wrestling. He's a huge wrestling fan just like all of us. You know, he's also an artist. He's also a musician as well. He's a daredevil in so many ways. Hardy was always the most exciting Hardy than Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy was the smart one. Matt Hardy was the smart one. We all know that. Jeff Hardy was the more exciting, more daredevil type individual. So, hopefully Jeff Hardy will tell us very, very soon. All I can say is to Jeff Hardy, if he ever gets this opportunity to I don't know if he'll listen to this or not, but if he does, look, I just want to say to Jeff Hardy, thank you very much. I mean, hey, and I know that he was supposed to have showed up over here in Corpus Christi, Texas. I know a lot of people were disappointed about it, but I think a lot more people are concerned if Hardy is okay. That's the bottom line here. So to Jeff Hardy, I say thank you. To Jeff Hardy, thank you for all your contributions to WWE. Thank you for everything that you've given us and everything. And maybe, and this is just a big maybe here, maybe one day there'll be an opportunity for both Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy to be inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame sometime in the near future. I'm not saying it'll be now. Maybe a couple of years down the road, because the Hardys were one of the best tag teams, one of the greatest tag teams, one of the most innovators of ladder matches of all time. They were the ones that, you know, did the whole TLC thing. And, you know, we're all going to miss Jeff Hardy, definitely. As a fan, all of us are going to definitely miss him. And hopefully, maybe, just maybe, the right time will come when we'll see Jeff Hardy over in AEW. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Can you imagine? Can you imagine this, guys? If Jeff Hardy, and I'm getting this out of the way before I go ahead and go. Can you imagine Jeff Hardy going to AEW and taking on, say, Jungle Boy? Huh? How about that? Or he would go in the ring against, say, one of the members of the Young Bucks. Hey, there's always been the Young Bucks versus Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy. Hey, I've always felt that the Young Bucks are a stupid version of the Hardy Boys. That's just me talking. That's just how it goes. Can you imagine Jeff Hardy going one-on-one against, oh God, I don't want to even think about this, Kenny Omega. Oh God. How about Jeff Hardy versus, oh, I got one for you. And I've said this in the past. How about Jeff Hardy versus Darby Allin? Can you imagine? I mean, I've always said that Darby Allin is a fucked up version of Jeff Hardy, but in a good way. Can you imagine those two competing in the ring over at AEW? That would be every promoter's dream. And not only that, that would be something that Darby Allin would definitely love to have. Jeff Hardy, Darby Allin. If we put in a ladder match on the list, let's get put it down, book it. Oh, hey, Tony Khan, hey, put it down, write it on the fucking list there. Boom, sign $1 million, get him in there. We'll see how it goes. But once again, Jeff Hardy, from here to Corpus Christi, we say thank you. We love you. We hope you're okay. And hopefully you'll tell us what's on your mind and everything. So, and that's pretty much it, guys. That's the breaking news right here on the Main Event Talk. Don't forget to follow the Main Event on Twitter, twitter.com/@Main Event Player. You can also follow me on Instagram, instagram.com/@Main Event Player. The Main Event Talk Facebook page is still in the works right now. More details on that in the next upcoming weeks. And if you want a friend request me, proceed at your own risk. I will give, I will also talk more, hopefully in the next episode of the Main Event Talk podcast, which is entitled, I Have Figured It Out. You'll want to listen to that episode, guys. You'll want to listen to it so much, in fact, that episode, and I'll reveal it to you right here, right now, the episode is about 2 hours long. I'm not kidding. The show is about 2 hours long, and I got a few segments to talk about, and trust me, I figured it out. You will know what it is when the time is right. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. This episode is sponsored by Rich's Billiards, 5850 and Weber. Not Your Average Heroes. The legend continues. Also sponsored by Emo Night. Check out Emo Night live as it happens. Live Saturday night, December 11th, here at Rich's Billiards. And also don't forget to check out Krampus Night over at Rich's Billiards 12. Live Saturday night, December 18th. On Stone Cold Steve Austin's birthday, get an opportunity to go over there as early as you can. The show should be epic. Be naughty. Thank you for listening, guys. I'll see you next time on another great episode of the Main Event Talk podcast. It will be out tomorrow. Be ready for that. Hope you enjoyed that episode, and I guarantee you, you're going to love that episode. I promise you. Why? Because I can, and I want to. Any questions? Enough said. Hey, Jeff, thank you. Thank you so much.